Rep presenting East Coast Watchmen Radio.
Represent East Coast from Florida. I am a southerner. Alligators. Pythons. Border moccasins, too. All right, Watch Radio, we are going to be getting Alan on here if I can get this thing going here. Praise God on that. Alan on Skype. We're going to do it. Toby's around, right? Yeah, Brother Alan, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right.
Are we on the air?
What? Yeah, we are going here. Why? You don't want to be?
No, it's just that I'll turn off my audio Bible.
Yeah, that'd be like a good idea since we're like doing a show.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's do a show.
Yeah, so. All right, praise God. We're going to touch on some things. Did we do a show last week? I don't remember.
On the 23rd, I think we did a show of February
okay.
or something
we
like that.
We did not do a show, probably. Just going to spin off a little bit on what we touched on last topic, which was satanic spawns. Many folks are, you know, homing in on the realization that leftist scum are being unmasked as communists. And that's not good. So we're dealing with a great portion of our society around us that is unmasked as communists, which communist spirit is Antichrist. It's a spirit of mind control, all right? Many that were captured in World War II in Eastern Europe, some came back mind-controlled in communism. They suddenly believed in communism. It's a mind-control spirit, a delusional force, much like we're seeing with cake-baked delusional pastors saying that everything's good. Like on Rumble, I have on the screen here. Better life now. Then you got the new delusional nutbags that are pumping no hell, that you're refined in hell, like the nutbag Galepsky that used to come on here. Complete nutbag, taken over by a delusional demon that now has taken a big chunk of the gospel out. Yep, they suddenly got smart. They suddenly dug into the Strong's, which has been around a long time. And like, oh, look at this. The Strong's is telling me different. There's no hell. It's unbelievable. Delusional spirit rooted in a narcissistic devil of pride, where you think you got the golden ticket to something and somebody else doesn't. Well, guess what? You got no golden ticket. You got a one-way ticket to perverting the gospel. And I'll tell you right now, this communist spirit that's uprising all throughout the nation has an agenda. It's definitely to end Christianity. Okay? Do not want Christianity. We went over last week, me and Alan. We showed the screen on Rumble, if you saw it. But they are catching China. And this is not being reported too much in the news. China is involved. Well, guess what? Communist force is driven from the dragon. The dragon opened its mouth and spew. That's right. Where do you think the virus came from? Where do you think this communist devil is manifesting from? The dragon. If you don't think Jacked Up Joe is in unification with China, you don't know what's going on. Okay? They're letting in thousands upon thousand military-aged communists from China coming in over the border. San Diego. Guess what? We showed you last week the IDs. Why do they have all fake IDs that look legitimate? Somehow they got the right holograms on there, raised seal, everything. Where did they get that? How did they get that technology? That's not a normal scammer. Where you got 25 IDs with the same picture but different names on every one of them for, guess what? Swing states. You see where I'm going with this? These are cheating, lying, satanic bastards where they can get 25 to 30 ballots for each communist coming over the border. And all the fake IDs they're finding are, unfortunately for us, in swing states. What are we going to do about it? Is anybody doing anything about it? We got to live under a devil of communism? Communism is contrary to the faith of Christianity. Do you understand that? There's going to be unbelievable persecution of this. If we don't start coming out against this, and I know the DOJ is rooted into communism now, the whole upper floor of the FBI in DC, we're dealing with communists. Jacked Up Joe gets his money from China. They're all bought and paid for by the dragon. And you see that nutbag in the State of the Union address. Alan, did you see any of that?
I saw barely any of it. I was actually working that night, but I heard he was pretty juiced up. He looked like he was on drugs is what I heard, and he was angry. And Elon Musk even said he looked like he was on Adderall, because Adderall, the drug, makes you aware, but it also makes you angry. That was his opinion. So that's what I heard. He was angry and he was juiced up. That's what I heard.
Yeah, Hannity did a whole segment on it. They call him Jacked Up Joe now.
Dang.
That's his new name, Jacked Up Joe. And they're showing him when he's not jacked up on amphetamines or whatever they're giving him. But he's doing Hitler poses, and with the anger, let me bring his face up on the screen if you're on Rumble here, not to terrorize you, but I want you to see Jacked Up Joe. I mean, he's completely out of his friggin' mind. They're doing this whole Dark Brandon thing with him where he's this angry old man screaming at people all the time like that. My predecessor wants to steal your rights. My predecessor wants to take away everything from you. Talking about Trump. My predecessor and the MAGA people are domestic terrorists. What do you think this is doing? What kind of dogma are they spewing on the folks here? What kind of gaslighting are we witnessing? Jacked up Joe was definitely on some type of drugs. Because Hannity did a whole split screen where he's not jacked up. And he's like, And he's looking around pointing at stuff. That's unjacked up Joe. But jacked up Joe is screaming. He's got his pie hole wide open. And he's just flying around, jacked up. Well, guess what? They did the same thing with Hitler, by the way. Hitler, many drugs fueled the Nazi Party, which incidentally was a leftist organization, which incidentally is rising right now. If you look at the model of the satanic spawns of libtardism, they mimic everything the Nazis do. And they project everything on us. When you see a satanic libtards projecting, you better say, uh-oh, that means they're doing it. That means they're doing it. So they're always projecting. The Nazi Party, I got it on the screen on Rumble, but they jacked up Hitler when he wasn't jacked up, was not charismatic. He was kind of frail. His arm shook a little bit, and he would wander around. All right? But when they jacked him up, let me see here if I got the right. Okay, here we go. During this time, Morrell's notes show, this is documented, the doctors injected Hitler almost daily with various drugs, including amphetamines and barbiturates and opiates. So he was on a cocktail of drugs to keep him going, to keep him under the appearance of being charismatic, under the appearance of having things together. But he, Hitler, was jacked up. And you look at Pie Hole Joe, this Dark Brandon figure they're trying to do where he's all jacked up screaming all the time. He's always screaming. And they're doing this Dark Brandon like he's supposed to be. Don't mess with Dark Brandon. Because when he's on the amphetamines, he's wild. Rah! Screaming at everybody. They got him jacked up. And you say to yourself, why won't he die? How can his body handle being jacked up on that many drugs?
I'm thinking they have vitamins they don't tell us about. They have proper nutrition that they don't give us, because everything they give us that's cheap is not nutritious and makes us fat and slow. And about all the expensive stuff you get at Whole Foods stores and organic stuff, that stuff's expensive, but they have even better stuff. So they can hop them up on drugs and not kill them. That's my personal opinion. Cause I know when you stay awake on drugs, or when you come off of drugs, I've never done, the last time I ever did anything like that was when I did Uber from like 12 midnight to 4 a.m. I took a 5-hour energy and I was like, this is great. But then the next day, I felt like I was raised from the dead. I felt like I was, half dead. So it's definitely punishing on a body to have drugs. And my guess is that they have ways to help them recover from that abuse. So there, amen.
There has to be a toll on his body, because being jacked up like they had him, where he's accusing 50% of the nation of being domestic terrorists. I mean, he's more adamant on labeling patriots as terrorists than he is the Venezuelan gangs that are chopping up people in New York right now with machetes.
They seem to want him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they want him dead anyway? Because wouldn't they want Michelle anyway? Because wouldn't, don't they know that with Joe Biden in there, they're going to have a blowout loss of epic proportions? So they have to replace him. So why not abuse his body, right?
Well, the problem is that jacked up Joe is the perfect puppet for them. So they kind of like him. They might want to ride his carcass up there for a couple more years. Because they just roll him along in the beast. They pull him out. They jack him up on amphetamines or whatever, Ritalin or whatever they're giving him. But the people pulling the strings in the background, including who you just said, Manpole Mikey Obama, she is pulling a lot of the strings with Nutbag Barry. Those two are militant transgenderites, where perverting the children, chopping their genitals off. This is what they want. The fighting force of this country is being sucked out. And like Glenn Beck said, what they're doing with the fentanyl is similar to what they were doing in the what they call the opium wars, where Britain or was setting in opiates into China, getting everybody hooked on drugs. So the fighting force was weakened by the attachment on the opiate. So we're losing fighting force. It's a kind of fifth column event, right? Where they're letting in all this fentanyl, and then at the same time, they're letting in millions of illegal killers, illegal rapists. And they got a couple of the kids in there as kind of a straw man. When you say anything, oh, you hate children and you're fleeing. Well, how come 17 million people all of a sudden are fleeing terror somewhere?
Sounds more like they emptied a bunch of prisons and said, go to the United States or stay in prison. And because these are not nice people being sent over. You know, the kind of people who attack cops, who attack police officers. That's the kind of people we're getting. And yeah, they're sending a few token children along the way too. But sadly, yeah, it's a violent, horrible route to the United States if you're not a young man. It's if you're a young woman or you're a child. If you're a child, you're probably being trafficked. And a whole bunch of the children that have been let into the United States from the southern border, they disappear. No one's, right. They've just lost track of them. Where'd they go? Horrible.
That's right. Brother Allen just touched on another topic. The satanic libtards give the nod and the wink to traffickers now. They don't care. They just have a child up in Ohio raped and killed by a migrant. Oh, what am I calling a migrant? I'm sorry. Illegal killer. Illegal alien killer. Okay? So they're letting them in there, and they get out of jail. Like in New York, they just chopped up bodies over there by my mom's house, and there's bodies, legs, torso laying around. They got the guys, but they're saying, hey, look, no bail, head on out. They let them out. So they're able to chop up bodies. Alan, do you remember when you would chop up bodies and then, like, have to go to jail?
I remember that. That's called normal America, where basically, you know, crime was punished back in the good old days. So people who had criminal intent would go, gee, I better not do that. And they did stuff like go look for work. But now they just let criminals out over and over to create perpetual violence, probably to justify a police state is why they're doing this. So they can go totalitarian on us because look at all the crime. We got to do something about the crime. So, yeah, it's evil and it's wicked and they're doing it. Amen.
Alan just hit on another topic there. What's going on in New York right now is they're checking everybody's bags. It's a police state now because of the illegal alien killers that they let in, Biden let in. Now they have an excuse. Hey, we need the military to watch everyone. So they got people with M4 rifles down in the subways everywhere now. And they say, give me your bag. They take your bag. You have your rights are being stripped right before your eyes. Don't you see how they use the false flag in this event to take and strip your freedoms away? It's going on right now. And these shooters they got, they're trans too, by the way. And guess what? They want to take your rights away because of the trans shooter. Because they inject and they program with the mind control into the trans that Christians are evil, that patriots are going to take away democracy. They program and they smear, just like the Nazi party did with the Jews. They had them, they dehumanized them as animals. And then the slaughter came in. They're going to have a real problem in this country when that hits the fan because there are so many other people armed up. But I will tell you right now, what they're doing with these trans mind control spirits, injecting them, raising up the PSYOP shooter like they did in Tennessee, which, by the way, you only got a fragment. They threw that fragment at you of the manifesto. That's not the manifesto. They threw a crumb. They go, oh, look what got leaked, a crumb. That's no. We need to see the manifesto of the trans shooter in Tennessee at the Christian school. Where is it? When it doesn't fit their narrative, it's gone. These are satanic spawns of lawlessness. You go sing hymns at an abortion clinic, you're facing 11 years in solitary confinement. You go burn a city down and you're BLM, you know, jumping around as an Antifa twit. Well, guess what? Nothing happens to you because you're a brown shirt for the new Nazi party, which is the totalitarian twits, the new modern day leftists, Democrats. Yeah, you. And I could say all this because I'm on Rumble. I don't care. I'm not going to be banned on here. I finally get to say what I want. And I don't care. YouTube. Screw. I don't care, YouTube. Block me. Facebook, shadow ban me. I don't care. I'm going to keep saying what I got to say, when I got to say it, when I want to say it. That's the Watchman Radio motto, right, Alan?
That's right. Whenever we want, whatever we want. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Right.
And maybe we should get another YouTube account just to
make it. It's not going to make it, bro. The algorithm's smart now. It monitors everything you say. Everything's going to a quantum computer now, bro. Everything you say, if you have Facebook Messenger, is right into quantum computers now over at CERN. That's why the advertising is so fast. If your cat meows around you, you don't even have to talk about cat food. If you go meow like that, boom. On your news feed, you see an ad for cat food only 6 seconds later.
You just reminded me why I closed my Facebook account. I was having a discussion with one of my cousins who's a doctor about the effects of the COVID vaccine. And every time I would try to send a picture of evidence for the vaccines being poison, Facebook would censor it. My private communications with my cousin were blocked by an AI watching as I was trying to send it. I was like, this is worse than useless. I can't even finish this conversation by making my point because somebody at Facebook, some non-doctor at Facebook programmed this to watch me and censor my conversation. So that's when I said, this is nonsense. I'm closing this account. Okay, I don't care if they have 1.5 billion people. I'm not going to be one of them. I'm not going to sit here and pretend this is a useful platform. This is here to censor me. I don't like it. I'm closing it. Amen.
That's right. He's preaching right there to you people. You want to be bitched? Then do it. Because that's what you are. You nucked over there. unless you're preaching false doctrine like no hell and Jesus was beamed out of the belly of Mary and stuff like that. You know, twits like that. Nothing happens to their account. But if you start preaching the truth, exposing the satanic libtards and their agenda, let me tell you something. You're going to be shadow banned. They got the cuck cage on me on Facebook so tight. If I just post anything, I don't even see it. It's unbelievable. And then usually 3 to 4 days later, one person will like it. And I'm like, wow, 4 days, one person saw it. I used to post on there, 90 people I get likes on there. Same thing on Twitter. If I go to Twitter right now, I'll show you I'm shadow banned. Why? Why is Elon doing that to me? I didn't even do anything. But I'm on Rumble. I seem to be free here. And that's why I'm happy. But I will tell you that the totalitarianism that we're seeing in New York with the M4 machine guns, and now other states are saying they're looking into it. Guys, open your eyes. Look at the agenda. You bring in the false flag. And then you institute military force against the people. You're seeing it. Right now. People, I don't want to be searched. They're opening their bags. Why? Because we let in illegal murderers. Well, guess what? Now your rights are being taken from you by the military. You don't see what's going on here? Open your eyes, people. This is their agenda. Police state. They say walls don't work. And then at the State of the Union, they built a giant fence around Jacked Up Joe with barbed wire and everything. Did you see that? Giant fence around him with barbed wire and military. Why is Jacked Up Joe got a giant fenced barbed wire with military around him? They say, oh, he's under a threat from the MAGA people. No, he's not. They're creating this illusion. And guess what? J6 was a PSYOP false flag. That's why you can see videos of Antifa people they're changing out of black clothes and putting on red MAGA hats and everything else.
Also, the other video you see coming out of J6 is patriots staying between those, you know, basically walking
the velvet ropes, just whistling, right?
Yeah, and or it's grandma posing for someone. You know, grandma, she looks like, you know, she's in her 80s and she's got the extra, you know, 40 pounds thing going, and she's real gentle and sweet. She was there, and they're staying within the ropes, and somehow all those guys get, you know, 11, 15 years or whatever. But yeah, the Antifa people, that's another thing. They had the FBI head, I think it was Chris Ray, would not say how many FBI assets were deployed in, over, or around J6 on that day. He just wouldn't answer that question. The answer should have been, no, there was no one deployed. There was nobody.
He's not going to answer it, Alan, because he'd be lying.
Yeah.
So they're terrified of Trump getting back in there. Because Trump is going to set up a task force to expose all this stuff. He said he's going to do it. So they're terrified, and they're letting in these Chinese nationalists with all the IDs for swing states. They want to steal the election. They can't win. Look what they're doing. He's pathetic. You got McDonald's now talking about going out of business franchises. People aren't going there anymore because the Big Mac meal is $16 now. I remember it was like $5.
Yeah.
They're squeezing the people. And the illegals, alien crime murderers coming in, are all getting paid. Alan, right now, hypothetically, could not go chop up people right now. He couldn't do it. You know why? He'd go to jail. Wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. And also, you brought up illegals, and I'm remembering again, this is, you know, partly because of my choice, but also the woman across the street who cleans the house across the street, she's got a car worth like 3 or 4 times worth what my car is worth. Now, I can go out and buy a car like that, but, you know, I'd rather just save the money. But she's got a brand new, it's got to be at least 40 grand, this SUV she's driving. And then didn't your mother, Richard, run into illegal aliens with like $80,000 trucks also?
Yeah.
Because they're getting cash Ram assistance trucks for every kid they pump out?
Right. They're these short Ecuadorians, they're driving around these giant Ram trucks, brand new. And she says they're short. They have pads to get over the steering wheel. But where are they getting these trucks from? Where are they getting the money? And here's the thing. They're not paying tax. This is the betrayal of these satanic libtards, these communists. They are the persecution of the saints, to wear out the saints through the changing of law. And that's what they're doing to Trump. They're trying to wear him out, but he has the joy of the Lord on him, and they don't understand why they can't crush him. You should look at that as a model. Because he gets up there and smiles, and this Gene Carroll liar that watched Law and Order SVU with the same department store in Midtown Manhattan, second floor dressing room, in that episode, a guy came in there and assaulted a woman in that dressing room in the same department store where she chummed up the story where Trump somehow, maybe 40 years ago, she says, ran in there and violated her.
And she refuses to give a date or a year because Trump could easily bring up records of what he was doing that day and dig up alibis. So she doesn't say the day or month or even the year, because Trump could easily have been on TV somewhere else. So she doesn't do that, and yet the court doesn't throw it out because the court is corrupt. They're trying to take him down, and the people, thankfully, are seeing through it. And it's going to be the hardest election steal of all of history in 2024 in November. They're going to try to steal it, but everybody and their mother will be watching. Everybody's going to be praying. We're not going to be sleeping like we were in 2020. And Trump said about 2016 and 2020, it's rigged, it's rigged, it's rigged. But this time in 2024, he said it just like this. He said, we're not going to let it happen this time. And we're going to be praying. We're going to be watching. We're going to be voting. Everybody and their mother will be on deck for election 2024 in every way, shape, or form. And if they're going to steal it, they're going to try, but they're going to fail. They're going to fail. Watch.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. What they're doing, they need the beat down on it, because they need to be driven out by force. Okay? Unfortunately, there should be levels of patriots getting together and watching these drop boxes. I'm talking thousands. And thousands of patriots should be monitoring these drop boxes. And you might say, no, we only pray. We don't do nothing. Well, Jesus beat the hell out of people that were doing corrupt things. He didn't do that with prayer. He attacked them and threw stuff around. These people need to be confronted. We can't be cucked out anymore on this. We're going to be slipped into communism if we don't. We're going to be, it's going to get ugly. And they got algorithms now to mark you immediately. Let me tell you something right now. This communist up, this jacked up Joe that we saw is alarming. They're jacking this guy up on drugs. I just showed you they did it to Hitler. It's the same spirit, man. That's why they have the brown shirts, the Antifa, the brown shirts. They have the BLM. And they got the Gestapo, DOJ, upper floor of FBI, DC. They got all the foundations and the framework of Nazis. And they're unified with communist China, which is the dragon spirit. Programming the minds of children to augment their gender. Programming the minds of children to engage in sexual acts. This is the highest level of perversion being pumped into our people by these satanic spawns of Satan, the Democrats. And you might say, well, I'm just a regular Democrat. Well, you're voting with them. That means you're a link in the chain of this garbage. Thank you very much. Well, I always voted Democrat. It's been in my family. I don't. Stop! Look what they're doing, man. Look what they're doing. These people are satanic. They literally labeled half of America as domestic terrorists. They got, Alan just told you, there's video, they're walking into the taking the selfie, they're in the velvet ropes. Where's the insurrection?
Yeah, they made it sound like they almost burned down the Capitol and killed everyone, but it's just a bunch of grandmas staying within the velvet ropes and taking selfies. Meanwhile, we got an undisclosed number of FBI assets and Antifa running around doing stuff. And the Capitol Police are throwing flashbang grenades at American patriots.
And lasers in their eyes, right.
Yeah, and Trump is also a few miles away tweeting that stay peaceful, go home, and Twitter's canceling and suspending his account so he can't get the message out, so they can make up whatever lie they want about him. Amen.
Incidentally, they did a lag down on Truth Social during the State of the Union. I heard he came under a spam attack and lagged up the whole website because he was doing a play-by-play on Biden, and they didn't want that. You see what I'm saying? They will use technology against you, folks. These people are sick. They're twisted. And they will use these false flags. They're using the illegal crime murderers that are coming in now to institute a militarized police force. That's not normal. Okay? But they're bringing in the murderers. They're bringing in the fentanyl. They don't care. They want power. As long as they can control you, that's what gets them off. That's it. That's what they love. Let's take Christianity from them. Let's take the Bibles from them. Let's pervert the children. Let's give them drugs. Let's bring in murderers. Kill, kill, kill. Let's pervert the trans people. Make them shoot, shoot, shoot. Go into Oldstein's church with an M4 rifle.
Because it's all a great offering to their Lord Baphomet Satan, whatever. They worship Satan, and this is all a great offering and a great service to Satan. The destruction and perversion of children, the bringing in of drugs to kill people, the selling out of our industrial base to China, the endless bringing in of illegal aliens and giving them cash assistance for each child they pump out and not charging them for health care and giving them IDs. It's all to replace us. And they'll say, the replacement of white people it's a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, they're paying people to come here and replace us. They lie all the time. The news is all the NBC, CBS, New York Times, CNN. It's all there to psyop gullible people who still vote Democrat.
Right.
And Lord willing, they'll wake up sometime in the next 6 or 7 or 8 months and realize that those people are not. I'm sounding like that TV series V back in the early 80s. These people are not our friends. They're here to rape our country and kill us. They're not who they appear
That's right.
to be. They do worship Satan. Amen.
That's right. Preach it. Let me tell you, Alan hit every part there, but he left out the one craziest thing is these EV nutbags. They want everybody on batteries. And now a report just came out that the EV cars are so heavy that the tires they're burning up so fast that they're creating more pollution than a regular newer car. Isn't that a catch-22?
It is. And also, when oil is produced for our gasoline and diesel cars, it's from men making 25 to 75 bucks an hour, from what I understand, or even 100 bucks an hour working in oil.
Not 7-year-old kids digging cobalt, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You see the hypocrisy with these? Yeah. But my mom was a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I'm a teacher. I'm from Virginia, a D.C. area. And we always vote
Democrat.
I go
to church.
It's good.
Yeah, the last patriotic Democrat was probably JFK. And maybe this Robert Kennedy is probably a patriot. I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. But JFK was the last American patriotic president who really cared about the American middle class and really stuck up for America and really was targeting the banksters who wanted to destroy this country through subversion. And he said he was going to do that. He said he was going to scatter the CIA to the four winds. And I think he was dead within a month. So Lord willing, this time Trump has taken notes. God has raised them up to finish this for our favor. And Trump has taken notes, taken great pains to not end up on the receiving end of a bullet. And we'll see this through to the end. Father, in Jesus' name, protect him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Jacked Up Joe is jacked up on drugs. And his body is not going to hold up on that much longer. Are they going to put the cackler in there? Camilla? Knee pads? Or are they going to roll somebody else in there? But the bottom line is nobody. They're not running it. It's a satanic twitch in the dark. The communists. And they don't want Trump back in there because they're going to be exposed. That's why they're bringing these Chinese nationalists in. With the fake IDs. Going to swing states. Look what they're doing. Guys. They labeled half the country as domestic terrorists. 2 nights ago. Trump and his MAGA Republicans. That's what he says. What's that mean? What's that mean?
It's vile division on purpose in an unprecedented way. Calling patriots terrorists. And it's just disgusting. So
it's a dog whistle to the trans shooters, though, isn't it? They must be stopped now because they are the terrorists. You know?
Yeah.
And it gives them kind of some room there to commit violence. Because we're somehow stealing, they're chopping off babies' penises. And that makes
actually,
us bad. We're not bad. We want the baby to have its penis.
Yeah, the White House did tweet a while back to trans people, "We have your backs." And, a normal person would say you're supposed to have everyone's backs. You're not supposed to have only their backs. And the normal, natural, this trans stuff wasn't even a thing until like, what is it, 10 years ago? And all of a sudden, you know, just because the news says it and because pop culture is announcing it, all of a sudden everybody has to lose their minds and do what the television set says. You know, 20 years ago, when people would say television was a psyoping mind control unit, I'd laugh because I'd watched, you know, hours and hours of television, you know, every week. But now I see it. I see it now where the television set says it and people believe it. And I remember Ann Coulter said back in one of her books in the late 1990s, you know, Americans love television. They consider it the voice of God. And I kind of laugh at that, like, ha ha ha, that's funny. But no, the television set says it. And a lot of people believe it, and it's sad. Amen.
Yeah, it's programming through state media. All the state media, all simultaneously, came out with headlines. Fiery Joe's speech at the State of the Union. Jacked up Joe's speech was fiery. He was so fiery. They have this one word. They're all using it together. It's program state media, folks. Open your eyes. What's going on here? And if you are a Democrat and you're a link in the chain of this stuff, you got to repent. Because you're sowing into it. You're sowing with your vote to this. Now, not to be too political anymore, I want to get a little bit into the word, but attach it to this. Now, I'm going to read Psalms 5, verse 6. All right. Now, the reason I want to touch on this again is that when I see the amount of lies that Jacked Up Joe said, that he says he wanted to fix the border on day one, that's a lie. The border was already fixed. It's a lie to say the SCOTUS took away abortion from the land. They gave it back to the states. For some reason, all of a sudden, the libtards hate democracy. They don't want the states being able to decide. You see how the hypocrisy there? They're hypocrites. So he lies there. He lies about calling Trump and the MAGA Republicans, domestic terrorists, trying to steal democracy. That's a lie. Everything this guy says is a lie. He's a liar. Gene Carroll, with that fake $93 million rape she got from Law & Order SVU episode, she's a liar. They're all liars. What they're doing here by saying Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million is a lie. There's a vacant lot across from Mar-a-Lago, a vacant small lot selling for $20 million. There's nothing there. How can a vacant lot, 1 acre, be $20 million? And Mar-a-Lago is 22.3 acres with 158 rooms and a golf course only be worth $18 million. That's a lie. And now the state wants $500 million because they're saying he lied about Mar-a-Lago. They're the liars. Go ahead, Alan.
Did you say $20 million for 1 acre next to Mar-a-Lago? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
and how big is Mar-a-Lago?
22.3 acres.
So it's 22.3 times the size, and the empty lot next to it is $20 million. So the land alone is worth like $400 plus million, right?
That's the insanity in this.
And it's got 150 plus rooms and a golf course built on it?
158 rooms and a ballroom and a golf course. One of the most prestigious golf courses in the world.
Man.
Yep. Okay. This is what we're dealing with. Can I ask you, are they lying about that, Alan?
That's the boldest lie I've heard this week. But, you know, there's always next week. So.
Well, they won half a billion because of that. They're saying Trump overinflated the value. You know what he said it was worth? He said he was modest. He said $700 million. People, realtors, have said Mar-a-Lago is worth at least $1.3 billion. So originally, by Trump saying $700 million was modest.
Originally, Mar-a-Lago was designed and built as a Southern White House. And it was never made into such a thing. But it has things like secure information facilities. It's got all kinds of things a president would want. It was built that way long before Trump became president and long before Trump bought it. Trump just happened to snap it up for not much, for like 15. He snapped it up for like 15 million back in like the early 70s.
Well,
I forget.
Wait a minute. Hannity has a paper clipping where Mar-a-Lago, that area there, sold for 20 million back in 1983.
Okay, property values skyrocketed.
Yeah, do you think property values increased since 1983?
A tad.
You see how insane this is?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're liars, and I'm going to read to you what happens to liars, because I think they need to be warned about it. I think they think they can get away with it, like there's a nod and a wink, but there's no nod and a wink. Psalms 5:6. You will destroy those that tell lies. The Lord abhors the man of deceit. Oh, gee. Do you think that's going to work out good for them, Alan?
Not the slightest. No.
Let me look at another version. You will destroy. The Lord will destroy those that tell lies. The Lord loathes bloodshed and deceit. Amplified. You will destroy those that tell lies. He detests and rejects the deceitful. They're being deceitful. If you're being destroyed by the Lord, that can't be good. Why do you want that to happen? That's my only question. If I can be in front of you, I'm going to give you this verse. Do you understand the consequence of your lies? What's going to happen? Now, that's Psalms 5, verse 6. Check it out. They're liars. They're lying about us. They're lying about Trump. And they're getting riches through lies. They're getting power through lies. And we've gave you this one before. The getting of treasures or money by a lying tongue is those that seek death. That's Proverbs 21:6. There it is again. Now, it's important to give scripture upon scripture that justifies the fact that we're giving you a fact here, collaborating what we're saying. So that's two verses of consequence for lying. I think it's important for all of us to understand. Let's go to Revelation 21:8. Okay, well, here we go. This is the final outcome of the liars. Let me see what it says, Alan. Oh, gee. Revelation 21:8. All liars will burn in the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death. Oh, gee. Alan, I just gave three verses on pretty bad consequences for being a lying bastard. Do you think it's good?
Yeah, that's lying is a really bad idea for the Christian, and it's a very terrible end for all that are not in Christ and have not confessed all their sins. May we always be ready, real, and right, and totally confessed up of all of our sins before God and be clean before Jesus Christ. Because it says that We're supposed to have garments without spot or wrinkle. And every unconfessed sin is a spot or a wrinkle. And that nobody with garments with spots or wrinkles will be allowed in heaven. So let's confess everything to God. He is unshockable and knows it all anyway. And he can be trusted with your secrets. And the other good part about confessing our sins before God is that it delegitimizes all legal grounds for Satan to stick around and wreck your life. So let's confess everything and worship Jesus. And after we confess everything, we worship Jesus. Stuff we didn't think we had, demons we thought we didn't have, will start to leave us that we didn't know. And we're going to be more free than ever. We're going to think more clearly than ever. We're going to have more joy than ever. Everything.
Preach.
So,
amen.
Go ahead. Amen.
No, preach it. That was good. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's confess everything before God and worship Jesus and praise God and set aside time to worship Jesus because he's loving, merciful, gracious, righteous, and holy. And he loves you. And so let's worship him for who he is. And after that, let's turn on that audio Bible and pray in the Spirit because God wants to build you up on your most holy faith. And some people pray in the Spirit and they don't get much because they don't know the word that well. And those seasons where I turned on my audio Bible and prayed in the Spirit and was paying attention to that audio Bible, I got quick blessings. I would get one time I had the audio Bible on. This is back again during my Uber driving days. I had my audio Bible on and I was praying in the Spirit between my customers. And all of a sudden, I felt this rush of power come into me. And all of a sudden, my news reading went down from like hours a day down to like, you know, 15 minutes a day. And it all happened within like an instant of time. And I knew that it happened. And another time, I was praying in the Spirit and listening to an audio Bible. And all of a sudden, I had this rush of power come into me. And I had this all this strength and will and desire and to fast, to go on multiple three-day fasts, whereas I had gotten, you know, kind of lazy before that, but all of a sudden I had all this strength, and it all came from having an audio Bible on and praying in the Spirit. And I want to one more thing, Richard, please spend time breaking witchcraft and breaking curses coming against you, because Amen. The times I've done that, just doing it just to do it, I've had everything happen from recovering from a chronic backache. All of a sudden it would snap back into place and I wouldn't have morning back pain anymore, to stuff like some coworker that would word curse me and call me crazy and create work for me. He just got fired. And I wasn't even praying about that. But now my job is even more like heaven because I don't have to deal with that guy. So along with worshiping God, praying in the Spirit while listening to the Bible, break that witchcraft and resist devils, bind and rebuke and devils and demons coming and strong men coming against you, and you'll find out what God will do for you. Amen.
Man, that's right. Good word there.
Thank you.
Satanic libtards need to be reminded of the consequence of their lies. They're lying for the getting of gain. That's those that seek death, Proverbs 21, verse 6. Revelation 21, 8, all liars will burn in the lake of fire. Second death. That's not you're going to hell to be cleansed. Don't listen to that crazy doctrine. Now, Psalms 5, verse 6. God will destroy those that tell lies. He hates those in a deceit. It's right there. Three verses confirming everything the satanic spawns of Satan are doing, including Jacked Up Joe. And you should be calling the consequence on these folks. Lord, due to your word, in Psalms 5, verse 6, due to your word, in Proverbs 21, 6, due to your word, in Revelation 21, 8, it appears to me you hate the lies that they're betraying on the land. We call down the reaping on them because you're not mocked, Lord, are you? Shut them down. Let the pit of their lies, let it open up and let them fall into that. Let them fall out into the trap that they've hid for us. That's right. Pray the Psalms. We got to pray more aggressively in this hour, guys. I know the Cake Bake Camp wants you to be like, my God, please, thank you, bless them, help the people, God, amen. I get it. That's good, too. I'm not saying it's not. But we got to look in Psalms a little more and start to lay out the foundation of the Psalms in a kind of foundation of our prayer. Because God is not mocked. There is a reaping. If they're sowing lies, there's consequence. If you're blocking gospel, curses can come. We see that with Simon the Sorcerer in the book of Acts. He was worried about the consequence. We see that with Bar-Jesus, the other warlock, manipulating with mind control and witchcraft to prevent the word of God from going forth. Well, guess what? Consequence came down on him. Because effective prayer was spoken out on him. By Paul. Well, that was Paul. We can't do that. We just sit here and we say, bless everyone. You're not reading your Bible properly. You have to get into some functional attack prayers. Because the satanic spawns of Lucifer are staying up all night calling on the 72 Goetia and the lesser book of Solomon. They're invoking high-powered devils here. Belial, all of them. They're chanting all night long. All right.
You know, you just reminded me of something, Richard. Back in the day when you used to live here in New York, we used to bind and terrorize and rebuke demons and devils that help wicked politicians. And what happened is we came against them real hard, and all of a sudden, Bernie Sanders had a stent put in his heart.
Well, I mean, and, you know, we don't want anybody to. We just want them to stop. We want them to repent.
Right, okay? Right. But all I'm saying is,
you know, Paul caused. Yeah, Paul called down blindness on Bar Jesus. Let me tell you something. Paul was blinded by God. And that season of time, he was able to reflect that he was persecuting the saints, and it was the wrong road he was on. We want these people to see the wrong road. However, they are piling on heavy recompense because of what they're doing to children, right, Alan? I mean,
yes, everybody reaps what they sow. Amen.
What are they doing to the children? What kind of millstone are we talking about here?
We're talking about a colossal millstone of epic proportions, because innocent little children that believe everything that they're told because they're innocent are being psyoped into thinking that they're the opposite gender and being convinced to right. claim that they are trans. There's some Democrat woman who has every Democrat liberal woman who claims to have a trans kid. They don't have a trans kid. They're psyoping their own child
right.
into thinking that they should be the opposite gender. A Democrat woman with a trans kid is just like a dog owner who says their dog is vegan. Their dog's not vegan. Their dog's being given not meat and lettuce. If you give a dog a hamburger meat wrapped in lettuce, and you give it to the dog will eat the whole thing and spit out the lettuce. Okay, there ain't no vegan dogs, just like there ain't no trans kids. There's just mothers psyoping their kids, and it's sad. Sad. Amen.
Wow.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite.
Uh-oh.
What is it? Again? Uh-oh. Don't you have something Uh-oh. New?
Uh-oh.
You aren't. You aren't. You aren't. You aren't.
Oh, man.
In the name of the Pet Shop Boys, what have I done to deserve this?
Oh, geez. We had to bring back the attack on Alan there.
By Ben's.
I had to put you in your place, bro. Don't make me do it
what
again.
What did I do?
Don't make me do it.
What did I do?
I'll pull it out. They're too cool for school.
But what did I do?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, all right, there, thanks.
Let me pull an Allen. I don't remember.
I refuse that in Jesus' name.
All right, Tom, sorry. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. I only wanted to do 45 minutes. We went into an hour, but we're going to be doing more broadcasts. I'm looking for 3 a week. And I will tell you that it helps me so much, and Alan too, because I really want people to be alerted. And like Alan said earlier, the importance of repentance. Alan talked about definitely the word and the rush of the anointing. Talking about aggressive prayers in the book of Psalms. Reflect on Psalms. Reflect on Psalms 35. Begin to pray in a more aggressive manner against this. Because, folks, these are dark times when communists have power. There's trouble. There's trouble. So Jacked Up Joe was jacked up. And he's a liar. And what they're doing to Trump, with all these lawsuits and 91 indictments. I mean, Charles Manson only had, 7 indictments? Trump's got 91. All in the same couple months he got them all. It's so obvious, the lies. People prayed effectively against Fannie Willis to expose her lies. Let's keep doing it. She's being exposed. That whole Georgia liars. And she went into the church and in the name of God lied. That's when a lot of consequence came on her. If you notice, if you check it out, it got worse. She tried to use the whole God card. Didn't work. With that being said, Brother Alan, we are going to burn rubber out of here. I thank you for joining me this Saturday.
Thank you for having me, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. And we are watching radio. We are going to get this up on Rumble, which we like, Rumble, and on our pod feed. So God bless y'all, and I'll talk to you later, Alan.
Talk soon. God bless you, Richard. God bless you all.